And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start today with Google, who has taken a giant leap into the world of wokeness. Former employees with the company are blowing the whistle, which really isn't doing much of anything but telling us stuff that we already knew, that the tech behemoth isn't just dabbling in diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. They're diving headfirst. Apparently, Google is so dedicated to the DEI fad that it's become a bit of a nightmare to work there. Maybe all that free candy and all those nap pods aren't really as appealing when the company culture is more about social justice warriors than, you know, innovation. Moving to Montana, things have heated up a bit on the legislative front. The Supreme Court just greenlit a ballot measure that would allow voters to decide on whether to restrict abortions up to the very moment of birth. I hate that there has to even be a vote on something like this. But hopefully common sense will prevail and folks will choose to protect the most vulnerable among us. And moving on, it seems like the good folks in Washington State have decided that the bar exam for attorneys, well, that's just a tad too discriminatory. So they're scrapping the mandatory bar exam for aspiring lawyers because it creates an uneven playing field. That's exactly right. The playing field should only be filled with players that actually made the team. That's how that works. I mean, don't you want your attorney to have a certain level of competency? Honestly, these things sound less about equity and more about just lowering standards so anybody can do anything they want. The problem is that's not true. You can be whatever you want to be as long as you meet the criteria. That's how the world works, or at least it used to. I just hope they don't change the qualifications for brain surgeons. And speaking of questionable ideas, how about this, Jim, from the Biden administration? Apparently, internal documents show that one of our top intelligence agencies believes dressing up in women's clothing makes someone a better spy. Look, I'm no James Bond by any means. I have no idea what it means to be a spy for the government. But I will say this, I don't think your wardrobe is as important as other aspects of the job. That's just me. I don't even know what all the aspects of the job are. But I don't think national security should be decided based on the latest fashion trends. But again, I could be wrong. Certainly wouldn't be the first time. And it definitely won't be the last. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.